Are you envious of those who are going to London to see the Olympics over the next 2.5 weeks? What do you know about the coverage? What do you know about the events themselves? What do you know about London? Here from London, one of my favorite Londoners and an extraordinarily well-known radio talk person, his name is James Whale. He is someone who has an opinion even when there isn't an opinion necessary. He's got one. So I want to know about the sandbox in front of Buckingham Palace. What the heck is the story with that?
Well, okay, the sandbox in front of Buckingham Palace. You don't mean in front of Buckingham Palace. It's in Horse Guards Parade, which is just round the corner from Buckingham Palace. And very nice to be on your lovely program, Doug.
Thank you. It's been portrayed in the media here as being the Queen can look out her window and see these events like volleyball, that sort of thing.
Volleyball. Very nice. And the Australians are the hot ones to win it.
They are.
Yeah.
What about the Americans?
I don't know. I haven't seen. Joe, you know, the interesting thing is people are mildly getting excited about the Olympic Games, although Londoners aren't, that's for sure.
Really?
I'll tell you why in a moment. We're seeing lots and lots of people wandering around London as I speak, but not many Americans. Where have the Americans gone? Why haven't the Americans come?
And?
But I just wonder where they are.
Every plane that I know of is leaving from any major city that has a London connection. They're all full.
Really?
Yeah, and it's expensive, by the way.
They're out of the way, then.
So who's there? How is the city? The city's filled with whom?
The city is full of Chinese tourists at the moment, enormous quantities of Chinese and Japanese tourists. From the former Soviet republics, there's lots of people over here. I saw a huge amount of Jamaicans walking through Leicester Square, of course. I just did that for Americans.
Nice job. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
that just don't seem to be the Americans. Americans maybe have been pushed out. You could always tell the Americans, of course, because they wear loud, checked trousers.
Right, plaid. Yeah, the plaid shirts and the checked. And they're usually polyester, too, aren't they still?
They are, polyester. Americans do love to wear polyester, but I have to tell you at the moment, London isn't foggy. London is suffering a massive heat wave. There is not a cloud in the sky as I look out of my window here. It's hot and humid in London. It's a bit like New York.
I was told that it was very wet there. Until recently, it's been raining pretty much every day.
We've had 2-3 weeks of torrential rain because you know the climate's changing, of course, and Britain is going to become a Mediterranean country, which I'm very happy about.
Absolutely, and all that sand that they brought into London, you're just going to bring out to the coast.
There's hardly any sand there, and if you didn't know where to look, you'd miss it.
Wouldn't see it. Yeah, I know where to look, though. That's the problem. I know how to find it.
Listen, I tell you, that is the hottest ticket in town, those women playing beach volleyball, if you know what I mean.
I understand, yes, I get that. All right, let's talk about some of the venues. For those people who know a little about London, the place has changed a lot. Now, this is the fourth or fifth time sort of in modern Olympic history that London has been the host city, isn't it?
Well, I think we've had a few. This is the only one I've been around for. The last one we had was 1948, which was called the Austerity Games, and just after the end of the Second World War, a couple of years after, whilst they were still rationing in London, we had the Olympics. But I have to tell you, I'm going to the opening ceremony tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm broadcasting my show from the park. Actually, I'm not. I'm broadcasting my show from just outside the park because the BBC have bought up all the rights.
So.
And, of course, you're not even allowed to say London 2012 on the air because that's copyrighted.
Really? So how do you do the program from just outside the gates? What do you, you just say London Olympics?
Well,
I'm at the Olympics.
Say, well, here I am. In my Olympic studio overlooking the fabulous Olympic Stadium in Stratford.
Mm-hmm. What does the average Brit think about all this? It's good for business.
Here's the thing. There's two schools. schools. There are the schools who are absolutely mad about sport and the Olympics and think that that's marvelous and everything else. And then there's the other people. There are the ordinary Londoners who are trying to get about their daily work. Excuse me, who are being bullied by the authorities. You know, we're hearing the whole time, don't come into London during the games unless you have to make alternative
well, you have that silly $10 tax for everybody who drives into the City of London anyway, right?
There's a $10 tax to drive into London, and now there are the Zill lanes, okay? There are special Olympic lanes that came into force yesterday. They've got the Olympic symbols painted on them. That'll have cost a few, Bob. Uh-huh. And if you accidentally drive into one of these Olympic lanes, you will be fined £130.
And you have cameras everywhere. England's lousy with traffic cameras.
I'm just watching a news channel here at the moment, and the Prime Minister David Cameron and Seb Coe, who is the boss in charge of the Olympics, are just making their way to the Olympic Stadium to have a look around.
Wasn't Mitt Romney there this week to check out the...
He is, and apparently our Prime Minister doesn't like him much.
Really?
He might have to change his mind, apparently, if he gets in.
Right. Well, it would be best interest of all if we all can just get along, you know what I mean?
Well, of course. I think we should tell everybody that. Keep our noses out of everybody else's business, and we might all be a lot better off.
There you go. Good idea.
Hey,
James Whale.
The story of the Olympics, by the way. Did you see the story of the Olympics? The women's North Korean football team playing their opening game last night at Hampden Park in Scotland. That's up in Scotland.
Yeah.
They put the South Korean flag up next to the North Korean women's football team.
Hey.
And the North Korean women walked off and refused to play. They had to be coaxed back onto play, and the game was postponed for an hour. I had to laugh.
Yeah, I'm looking at the some of these flag blunders. There have been other memorable flag and anthem blunders over the history of the Olympics. It was supposed to they were playing against Colombia, right?
Yeah. They won, by the way, but they said even winning the game has not made up for the disgrace
of
putting the wrong flag up.
That's disgraceful. Well, that happens all the time.
Yeah. It's not supposed to. It isn't. Are you coming to London for this? Are you not coming over? Why not?
I am not because you didn't. I have no place to stay, and you didn't invite me to come stay at your place, so I don't have any place to stay.
Yeah, well, I'm building a shed in the garden just for that sort of, just for that eventuality. You'll be able to stay there.
I'll stay there. Okay, I'll bring a sleeping bag and I'll...
Oh, hey, listen, here's another thing. The hotels are empty. The tourists have not come to London because they thought it was going to be absolutely packed. And the people who come to watch the sport are the cheap people, but they just stay in little B&B places or camp out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So all those hotels in London that were thinking that we're going to do huge amounts of business are discounting as we speak.
Well, see, now, we're getting an entirely different story over here to the point where some of the travel people say it's impossible to get a flight, you can't book a room, and you're telling me it's just the opposite.
Well, listen, I did early morning television today on a Thursday. I do a thing called Sky TV.
Right.
And it takes me an hour to get to the studio and about 2.5 hours to get back because of the traffic. I got back just as quickly. There was no traffic on the roads today. It's amazing.
Yeah. We're talking to James Whale. James is a prominent English radio talk host, and the overview of the Olympics as they get started, the essence of all of the business that's connected to it, the psychology of the Brits when it comes to this sort of thing. Have things become more expensive? For example, if you jump into a cab, one of the London cabs, is it going to cost you more than it normally would to get a ride?
It can't do, because, you know, cabs are controlled in London, and I stress if you come to London, only jump in a London cab.
Mm-hmm.
They can't alter the tariff. It's locked in, so they can't do that. But it could take you longer to get where you're going because these damned lanes. You can't use a load of the roads in London. They are saying now that if it's not as busy as they thought on the Olympic lanes, and most of the people using these Olympic lanes are the great and the good of what they call the Olympic family.
Right.
Because the Olympic family, of course, are staying on Park Lane, the expensive part of London, and the Olympics is taking place in the East End of London.
Well, let's talk about that. It's interesting, as you look again at the venues, they're all over England, not just in London, as you're pointing out. Some of the stuff's out in Wales, some of it's up in Scotland. The East End, the Docklands, as they are called, was the last place to be rehabbed. That's from the financial area over. I mean, it was a, I remember there one night when I was visiting a friend over in East London. I think you and I, you remember her. She had a place over there. We went to dinner at some place handy by. I was sitting in a bathtub in her house, and everything shook because the IRA had blown up a hotel just down the street. There was a lot of stuff in East London.
That was a long, long time ago. And
yeah, it was quite a while ago.
Have stopped funding the IRA, so we have a bit of peace over here now.
Yeah.
But that's another argument.
But the whole area down there, beyond where she lived, had really not been redeveloped since the war.
Yeah, but, you know, I used to live down there, and I think you're right. I think we did have dinner down there one night.
Yeah, we did.
If you come, if you're coming to London, this is what you do. You go down to the pier on the River Thames by the Savoy Hotel. Mm-hmm. You get the river bus up to Canary Wharf. It's about a 15-minute journey through time, and you will see some of the most amazing sights. I'm pretty sure I've taken you there. I can't remember. I thought I took you on the
I think you did,
Anyway, there's great restaurants, great shops. We have got some of the highest skyscrapers. You guys will all feel at home there. The latest building is called a Shard. It looks like a shard of glass sticking up about 150 floors up into the air or something like that, quarter of a mile, I don't know. And so part of London now is very, very modern, and it is that part just past there that they have developed. It's right near the airport, City Airport, the
City
small
airport.
London airport. And it is, listen, I drove past it the other day. It looks fantastic.
One of the things, though, that I'm hearing from you, and it sounds, again, you're sort of putting down the Americans because they aren't there. I don't sense there's a lot of Olympic fever amongst the Brits.
I think the Brits are fairly, we don't get excited a lot, okay?
No, it's true.
I think we're quite proud it's
Stiff
here.
Up and
we're very proud the way it has all been done, the infrastructure has all been
But you hear, out the reports over here are there are bobbies, there aren't enough security people, they're going to bring in the army, bring in people from NATO because they're worried about somebody blowing the place up. Is that all a bunch of hooey?
Listen, that's a fallacy, but like everywhere else, unfortunately, and a lot to do with the Americans insisting, I have to say, we hear the Americans insisting that there is really tight security because there are some mad, nutty people around, as we see. Most of them over in Europe. And so the eventuality is we have the world in London, so they have to be secure, and they are secure. And a company, there was a problem with a company called G4S, who were supposed to be hiring security guards.
Right.
And they couldn't get enough of them trained. So, and to be honest, I don't think they were ever going to get enough trained the way it was organized. They have now brought the army in, and people are happier with the army because these guys are professionals. They know what they're doing. They're polite. Do you know what I mean?
I do. This has been a good overview. Maybe from time to time we'll check in with you to find out how London is working and how the Olympics are working.
And I'll tell you whether the Americans are winning.
All right, that's a good idea. I'd like that. James Whale, talk host in London and all around England here with an intro to the Olympics, if you will, from London this year.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, SurvivalSeedSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour, apparently Charlotte likes rockin' Robin. I don't know how much she's pretty good at moving her hips, though. Don't you think so, Heather?
Oh, good. She's a shaker and a mover.
Yeah, she is. All right.
And a mover and a shaker.
Yes, Jennifer Horn and Heather Bachman and Roberta's lurking around somewhere. Meanwhile, the Jacksons are up to their Mickeys in all kinds of controversy. So what's the latest here, Jennifer, on Tito Jackson and Catherine Jackson and the Jackson family, Jackson feud, the daughters, the sons, the grandchildren? Good God.
It is such a mess, and it's kind of hard to understand, so if I sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, bear with me. But yesterday, Tito Jackson's 34-year-old son, TJ, was named temporary guardian of Michael Jackson's kids yesterday. That's because Catherine Jackson is gone. She's just not around.
I thought she showed up yesterday.
No, she's coming back to California now.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's back. She should be back by the time we're on, but it was yesterday that she came back to California. Now, she made a phone call in which people said she sounded drugged. According to TMZ, she called her security staff and fired everybody, and the people that knew her best said that she sounded kind of out of it, kind of drugged. And the sons have confirmed that she was not drugged, but that she did fire the security team. Those are the security people that tried to keep Randy Jackson and Janet Jackson off and away from Paris, Prince, and Blanket, if you remember that story from yesterday.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Then Catherine called ABC News yesterday and said, "I am not kidnapped. I am not sick. I am good. I am fine. I'm in Arizona. I took a short vacation away from those kids, and now I'm coming back."
And didn't tell anybody she was taking a vacation?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Those kids?
Those kids. And now she's coming home. Now, then there's also the tweets from Paris, who's the girl and probably the most vocal of the three kids, saying it's just been a bad time. A lot of people have been saying that I changed. I want to apologize for the attitude. There's just a lot going on. I promise the ego equals gone. When someone asked her on Twitter if she's been kind of spoiled-ish on Twitter. Right. And when someone asked her if Janet Jackson had actually called her a bad name and slapped her, Paris said, nope. That was it. Just a simple reply. So weird. I have no idea what's going on.
Now, I'm surprised she's tweeting it because from what I understand, it's been a big controversy. She's had, like, her iPad taken away and
is
stuff.
Is it her, though, or is it someone, like, someone tweeting for her?
For Paris.
Doesn't sound. Exactly. And everybody's saying that this is going on because Janet and Randy and Jermaine are trying to get control of Michael. They're trying to get the executors on Michael's estate removed.
Who are the executors?
John McClane and John Branca.
Who are they?
They're lawyers.
Yeah. And why do they want them removed? Are they taking 10%, 20%?
I don't know.
They're not giving enough to these three, and so they want more of their piece of the pie?
But they needed to get Catherine out of the house to get them to side with
her to get
the executor's office.
This is their mother they're trying to job, right?
Right.
Yeah, great. That's really... What a confusing.
I know.
Yeah. Now, I used to have a lot of respect for Janet. I think this is changing.
I was surprised she's involved in all this, because I thought maybe it was just going to be the brothers.
Yeah, the brothers are all money-grubbing, useless, you know, what's. They were always hangers-oners, and they don't have any talent. And they loved being Michael's brother because that was the ticket. That's the meal ticket.
Yeah.
So, under the circumstances, you see what people are really all about. And the wild card here is Catherine, it seems, and what the heck's going on with her. Under the circumstances, I mean, if you care. The story at DougStephan.com about the Jackson family drama. TJ been named temporary guardian. You can check out the story behind the story at DougStephan.com. Coming up, Roberta does her Queen of Cheap as she's back from an extended stay vacay. How do you like that? I put that out. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Extended stay vacay.
Yeah.
28 after on Good Day.
Attention women. Finally, there is an anti-wrinkle cream that works instantly, and you're invited to try it risk-free. Youthful Gold is the answer to wrinkles that you've been waiting for. No matter how deep your lines are, Youthful Gold will fade your wrinkles from view in just minutes. This miracle cream combines real 24-karat gold with new anti-aging particles. Watch in amazement as Youthful Gold works on deep forehead wrinkles, crow's feet, laugh lines, under eye creases, wherever your wrinkles are. Youthful Gold will help you look years younger instantly. And today, you can try it risk-free. When you call now, you'll get a tube of Youthful Gold to instantly reduce the look of your wrinkles. Call in the next 5 minutes and we'll double your supply. That's two tubes of Youthful Gold. But hurry, this offer won't last. Just call 1-800-417-1351. That's 1-800-417-1351. Call 1-800-417-1351.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
After the hour on the Good Day program with Heather and Roberta and Jennifer. The only person missing is Richie, who'll be gone another 10 days or so. He's down in Columbia. So that's good news, because we have deals from the Queen of Cheap today.
Oh, yes.
And we'll get to those right after Jennifer tells us what we're going to get in the television report in a few minutes. Jen?
Ooh, I'm going to give you a rumor about a judge leaving a big, big program. Going to tell you about that. Plus, yeah, a little honoring TV Land marathon that I'll fill you in on. And Penelope Ann Miller has a new job. We'll talk about that, too.
Who's she?
Plus, she was on the show with us. She was in The Artist.
Oh.
She actually interviewed with us not too long ago.
My memory must be fading.
It must be fading, yes.
I need more oranges. Or
you
whatever
do.
It is, yeah.
Chuck News, Lifetime News. We have all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of things.
All kinds
But before we get to that, it's time for us to reintroduce those people who are new to the program. There's a lady named Roberta Fasanelli, who has been dubbed the Queen of Cheap here on the program.
She's the Queen of Cheap.
Because she is.
Diva of Dumpster.
Oh.
She's a diva. She's
a diva.
Roberta Fasanelli.
I am.
She's done a lot of research.
Everyone's
so
ready, Flex.
We're back in the fold, Roberta. What's the
back in the fold?
Today?
Speaking of folding, here's a great deal from the Gap, Old Navy, and Banana Republic. Get it? Folding clothes, clothes, Old Navy, Gap, Banana Republic. Get it?
Yeah.
Today only, you can take 30% off of your entire purchase, including sale items. Now, you know how low-priced these stores are to begin with. Well, not Banana Republic so much so, but especially the Gap and Old Navy. Now you can get stuff on sale and take 30% off of that. And we have the coupon code for you, just for you, at DougStephan.com. Cinemark Movies, if you want to go to the movie, and you get a free drink with any popcorn purchase. That goes, say that 10 times fast. That goes
say
till the end of the month.
Medium drink
with popcorn purchase through the 1st of August, so good for the rest of the month, whatever is left of it. Save a lot of money that way, because, my gosh, you know what soda and popcorn cost in the movies, more than the ticket most of the time.
Right.
If you want to go out to dinner before that, Red Lobster, we have a coupon for you, $10 off of two entrees, which is a great deal. And also, there's an email link for 39 Red Lobster recipes to try at home. Now, usually these recipes are like in a book that somebody writes. These are actually from Red Lobster. They're giving you their recipes to try at home, plus $10 off of two entrees. If you're going to be heading to the Mouse and you're going to be going to Epcot, we have a free travel ebook all about Epcot 2012, and it's just a travel guide for kids.
absolutely free, courtesy of Amazon. And if you love to watch TV and keep up with pop culture, there's a magazine out there called Watch. It's fairly new, and you can get a free Watch magazine subscription just by going to the link that we send you. And all of these are at DougStephan.com. Check out the Queen of Cheap section and lots of other ways to save money there, too. Just kind of poke around and see what you can find to save those hard-earned dollars, Doug.
Yeah, there are lots of things there. And while you were gone, we were trying to bring up some of the things that are sort of evergreen that you can get in any, and there are tons of those things
that
are there. Queen of Cheap Box, she really can save you money. Those great supermarket coupons are there. Just about Phil Lempert, supermarket guru, the idea that there is a difference between claims of nutritional value to food and health disparities, that is, what the real value of the food is that you purchase in the supermarket or wherever you get your food, subject of today's scrutiny in the blog at PhilLempertsSupermarketGuru.com. We also have a lot of info. Tom Kreitler writes in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com today. Dr. Ken has his daily dose of medical information. And one of the things that's underscored today is how deadly it is to not exercise. It is as deadly as smoking. If you smoke, you're going to have trouble. If you don't exercise, you're going to have trouble. Can you imagine if you smoke and don't exercise, how much trouble you're going to be in? So check that out. All of it's there as a service of DougStephan.com. Jennifer, before we get to the television report, social media, the Facebook trends, things that we have just made a connection to James Whale. I think, Heather, it's the James Whale, right? We've put a the. Hold on, you have to have a microphone to make that work.
The James Whale.
All right, so you see
not
that?
Just any old James Whale.
No. The
not
James
your ordinary.
Whale. The whale of whales.
Right. The James the.
The
James
Whale.
All right. So we have that on. What does that bring us, though?
On Twitter. You can look him up on Twitter. We thanked him for coming on the show with us this morning.
Well, what does it mean when you connect? Let's say now he's connected to us at, let's see, we're, it's at Good Day Show is our Twitter ID. So what happens then? All the people that are friends with him have the potential of being friends with us and vice versa. Is that it?
Basically, yeah, it kind of expands when you're tweeting, when you're, you know, saying something.
When you're tweeting, the whole world tweets
with
you.
Exactly. Now we're on the same page.
Apparently.
So it's a broader way of connecting than Facebook is more limited because you actually are going and seeking. But this kind of expands it.
So how do you find out if people are on Pinterest? Is it the same kind of thing as other social media? Can you have to log on, sign on? LinkedIn is another one that I'm on. You have to actually go on and identify yourself before you can get access. Is that the way it works with pretty much all the social media ladies?
Pretty much all of them. You have to subscribe first.
Yeah.
And then it depends, such as Facebook, you can have different settings. So you may limit so that the general public can't see you, or you could leave it open so that, you know, the general public can view you when they're just searching, et cetera. So there's different ways that you can allow people to connect with you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is my favorite part of the show when Heather has to answer your social media questions.
Why, thank you, Jen. Can you tell I'm having a good time, too?
You're doing a good job. I like it.
Thank you.
Is that a shot at me?
No.
No,
it's
I think
not
it's
a shot at you.
It was
this
blind,
it's adorable.
The blind here. Yes. I'm two steps behind you on this.
Yeah.
Behind
me. All right, so then let's go to Jennifer, who's two steps ahead of both
of us. I'm way behind both of you. Are you kidding? I just play an expert on TV.
Okay. Or the radio.
All right, so Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Lots of stuff going on over there. We heard from a couple of you yesterday. James Mattern said, Doug, the song you played this morning. That was yesterday. Right before you did the birthdays was by the Everly Brothers, but I can't remember the title. So I guess you were looking for that little bit of information. It was the Everly Brothers, Dougie.
Just before the birthdays?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. Melissa said, hello, my name is Melissa. I'm from Napa Valley, California. by the way, love Napa Valley. Such good wine.
Yummy.
But I now live in Arkansas, and I absolutely love listening to you guys. I listen every morning while I'm waking up. I love each one of you and your dispositions. You guys are a hoot. Anyway, keep up the good work. Thank you, Melissa. That's very sweet. Darla said, too bad you're on delay on radio, and we don't have a PC to listen online live, because I could have given you several palindromes yesterday. I knew race car from the movie Cars. It was the first word that came to my mind. Maybe we should send Darla a prize just for being on our Facebook page. Also, we're following a thread today. Mitt Romney has been busily looking for a vice presidential candidate. So, if you could add any presidential slash vice presidential duo to the mix, who would it be? I'm thinking like David Palmer and Jack Bauer, maybe Lucy and Ethel. So chime in right now, facebook.com/gooddayshow. Plus, we asked you yesterday, only 1 month left of summer vacation. What is it that's still on your summer to-do list? We have people having parties at lake houses. We have people selling homes. And then we have someone who's very upset because they only have 1 month left of summer in Alaska, and then it gets dark. So they have to tune up their flashlights, I think. So check us out, facebook.com/gooddayshow.
All right, so how would we connect with newsmakers on social media? Are many of the people who are what we would consider newsmakers, and I guess politicians would be in that group, but people who are, I mean, look at any of the stories that are floating around. Phil Lepard could be a newsmaker, pretty easy to connect with him. I suppose, Roberta, you could be a newsmaker as well. What does it mean to be a newsmaker? I look around at some of the big stories, and I wonder. I just had, for example, yesterday, the Commissioner of Agriculture in Massachusetts was here spending a lot of time on the farm, and he wanted to hook up with me on LinkedIn. And Facebook and stuff like that. So I was happy to do that because he's in a business that I'm connected to, and we actually had quite a good...
What a great guy.
Yeah, very good guy. Yeah, very helpful. So what happens if we want, for example, to be on Facebook with Kim Jong-un? How do we do that?
We'd search and see why.
You marry him.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a newsmaker, right?
Yep. You take him out to dinner first, and then he's...
How about Jerry Brown? Jennifer, how do we find Jerry Brown on social
easily.
Media?
Is all, easy all politicians have social media accounts now. Yeah.
Steve Jobs, were he to be alive, was he easy to find?
Yeah, I don't know about Steve Jobs so much.
Ariana Huffington, I'm just looking.
She'd be pretty easy on Twitter, yeah.
But do they respond to regular general tweets?
Some do, some don't. I mean,
some have their staff doing it for
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Really?
And more often than not.
Can't imagine. That's pretty outrageous to have your staff doing it.
I know, it's like
ludicrous.
I can't
imagine doing that.
Ridiculous.
All right, sorry.
You are now following Jerry Brown.
I am.
Yeah.
All
did
right,
you
good.
Notice that? I'm impressed
just did,
you did
yeah,
that so
right.
quickly.
I'm very fast. I'm following James Whale and Jerry Brown. Now, that's a day. 16 before the hour. Jennifer reports on television, the passing of a sort of television star. The Olympics getting a lot of time on television. And Jennifer's got, I'm just giving you sort of a rundown of what is on my mind when it comes to television stuff. What's on Jennifer's mind is much more important, however, and we'll find that out in just a moment here on Good Day.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations, get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
13 before the hour, Jennifer Horn with the latest television info, including the NBC coverage of the Olympics. They have something called the Gold Zone video channel.
Ooh, what's that?
It apparently transfers you, if you're watching it, from one sport to another in a matter of moments. And there's text commentary with it. They're working with Google and Shazam, Instagram, Tumblr, Get Glue. As partners in this, so you can be on Facebook and it'll bring you from one item to the next.
Huh.
And then there's the 3D aspect of this. I don't even understand, Jennifer, how this works. Supposedly, there is going to be 3D Olympic coverage in 80% of the homes in the country. Cable channels are providing this. How does
3D TV, it's very specific.
People already have
3D TV.
You have to wear glasses?
Exactly.
Yes.
They're special glasses that you purchase with the TV.
How
you
new
should
is
go
that?
To Best Buy and check it out. Like a year or so.
3D TVs they've been out for a couple years, and I actually previewed one at a cable show a few years back, and they're really cool, except you always have to wear those stupid glasses.
And you have to get them for everybody.
Yeah, it's annoying. So I don't know I don't think they are doing that well, but I know that, you know, probably the latest and greatest people that need the tech stuff have them. So.
We have a story this week, Jennifer, that more at DougSteffen.com, more and more Americans are on their smartphones while they're watching TV.
We
really?
Have become so multitasking. It's no wonder we don't all have anxiety attacks, because I sit there and I'm on my phone.
Why?
I'm reading a magazine and I'm watching TV all at the same time.
How is that enjoyable?
No,
do you know, last night my 10-year-old son stopped me while I was doing the dishes because I dried my hands off because I checked something on my phone, and he stopped and he said, "Mom, do you think maybe at night we can have like an hour or something where you turn your phone off and you don't have it at all?"
Yeah. Wow.
I know. I felt awful. I was like, "Sure, honey, let me just respond to this tweet real quick, and then we'll get back to it."
We'll talk about that right after this Facebook post. Can you believe this kid? All right, before we run out of time, TV Land is going to honor the life and the work of actor Sherman Helmsley, who died on Tuesday. They're going to do a George Jefferson marathon starting on Saturday, which is very cool. So check that out this weekend. Penelope Ann Miller from Men of a Certain Age, also the artist, was tapped for a recurring role on ABC's upcoming soap called Mr. mistresses. She's joining Alyssa Milano in that cast. Good news if you love the late night comic newsy guys. Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert both signed new contract extensions with Comedy Central, which will keep them both at the network till mid-2015.
And Chad Everett died yesterday.
He did, yes.
Yep, 75 years of age. Too bad. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Tom Kreidler here on Good Day at 53 past the hour. Tom is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program that airs every weekend around the country on tons of great radio stations. I noticed you blogged on people's questions about whether to fix their home up for the moment or right. long term, whether or not it makes sense to spend extra money, for example, to do the better paint or to use better wood or even better nails. You know, you can do the cheapy or you can do the more expensive. And people obviously are trying to sell you something, Tom. Will say, oh, well
they are. But I mean, for the most part, it really does pay to use better quality materials. I mean, look at paint, for example. Most of the work when you repaint your house is in the labor, right?
Right.
So why save $10 a gallon on paint when that could cost you a couple of years in terms of its longevity?
So do you recognize or do you recommend this new sort of rubber paint that's like...
No.
Don't like that stuff.
No.
That's what their promotion says. It'll save you time.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll last forever. Yeah. Never have to paint your house again.
All I say is take the names, take the name of the product, add the word complaints to it, and Google it and tell me if you would want to put that on your house. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you have to do for anything.
Really, for anything.
Really.
Yeah, just add that the name of the product plus complaints.
Right.
And remember that some of these sites that that are complaining sites, the only reason people go there is to complain. So you got to look at it with a a little bit of reality in terms of the lens that you are considering it. But, you know, for the most part, when you see a lot of these complaints, you know there's something behind it.
All right, so then go to, Heather, do me a favor. Go to Money Pit. Dash complaints.
Something. Let's get going.
Let's start some trouble.
Mix it up here.
And then, you know what he'll do? He'll go to Good Day Show dash complaints to see what the...
Yeah.
All right, here's Kelly who's written into Tom. I live in West Central Illinois, and we're currently in our drought condition. Man, isn't everybody being affected? But you look at the cost of bread or anything that has grain in it, up 4% in a month, supposed to go up 4 or 5% for the rest of the year every month because of this drought. So Kelly wants to know if there's anything that ought to be done to protect her home's foundation. Why would that be affected by the drought, Tom?
You know, that's an interesting question, Doug. If you live in an area that has expansive clay soils, those soils will expand and contract based on the amount of moisture in the soil. Now, typically, this is something I hear about down in southern states like Texas. I've not personally heard of this happening up in Illinois, but that might be the source of this opinion. And if you do happen to live in an area that has expansive clay soils, then it's generally recommended that you try to maintain a minimum level of moisture in the soil around the foundation. Now, there are very sophisticated and expensive foundation watering systems that do this for you, or you could create your own just by using soaker hoses and a timer. So you would basically hook up the timer and the soaker hoses, lay them in the soil around the foundation, and then you just have to get out there and set the timer and run.
So the soaker hose would be something as porous.
Yeah, a soaker hose. Yeah, have you ever seen these? They're like rubber hoses that are porous, and they let water out very slowly.
I have a lot of them around. They weren't designed that way. They just ended up that way.
Because you have a lot of holes in them, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're really good if you have new landscaping and you want to deliver water right to the root bed.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's cool. So, all right, there's the answer. Kelly, thank you for the question. Jake's in Ohio. He's got a mouse problem and wonders whether there ought to be a rodent removal company that comes in, is, yeah, unless you get to where they came from, they're just going to keep coming, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, if you got a really severe mouse problem, then I would have a rodent removal company get rid of...
The rodent removal company is called a cat.
Meow. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, really, if you've got a lot of them, then that makes sense to have a pro do this. But for the most part, after you eliminate what's there, you want to eliminate the access points and the nesting areas. So that could be something like trash cans that are piled up too close to the house with debris behind them, or firewood piles, small holes in the siding where rodents can crawl through. And then you want to make sure you eliminate food for the rodents. So, for example, many of us have pet foods, the big heavy bags, and they sit on the floor of our kitchens or pantries or places like that, or even garages. And the rodents can chew right through that and have an endless smorgasbord.
But the poor mice, you're calling them rodents. They're different. we're going to get a protest from the rodent organization. The mouse support group is going to be complaining.
Hey, we're not talking about Mickey Mouse here. We're talking about virus-carrying diseased rodents. We want them out of our house.
No, those kind of rodents.
Those kind.
Call for raid. Raid those rodents. Tom Kreitler, who co-hosts the Money Pit radio program. Check out Money Pit.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.